This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. We're talking this week about the importance of following the example that Jesus left for us. The Bible clearly says that we are to run the race looking unto Jesus. Now that means the Word of God, because Jesus is the Word of God. It also means looking unto Him for help in heaven, because He's our high priest. We can come boldly to the throne of grace and receive grace to help in the time of need. But it clearly also means that we are to follow the example that He set for us when He came to this earth and He became a man and He dwelt amongst us and He left us an example to follow. Too many people in the church say, well, we can't be like Jesus. Well, let me read you something. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, this is John 14:12. He that believeth on me, who's that? He that believeth on me. Not an apostle, not somebody special, just a believer. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Jesus clearly said that we could do the works that he did. Some people say, well, yes, that was Jesus, but Jesus was the Son of God. You see, that puts his ministry in a class by itself. That would mean that nobody else could minister the way, or even close to it, to the way that Jesus did. Now, as a person, because he was the Son of God and is the Son of God, he's in a class by himself. But in ministry, he is not in a class by himself. He ministered on this earth as a man. He laid aside his power in heaven. He did not come to this earth and walk as the Son of God. He referred to himself constantly as the Son of Man, and he said that we could do the works that he did. I remember when I first read that scripture, John 14:12. I was a young Christian, believed everything I read in the Bible, and I went to my pastor, who was a wonderful man, but a man, and I showed him this verse. I thought he had never seen it. What I didn't realize was he just didn't believe it. He had seen it, but he didn't believe it. Well, you see, we're to believe the Word of God. We're to accept that we can do what he said we can do because he said it, not because we've done it or not because we have that power in ourselves. The Bible says, know ye not, ye are the temple. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Jesus called his body the temple of the Holy Spirit. We have the same Holy Spirit. We can do what he did. 1 Corinthians 12:27 says, now you are the body of Christ. That's what we're going to talk about today. Accepting the fact, declaring the fact that you are the body of Christ. Jesus constantly went about telling people who he was. He said, the Spirit of God is upon me. He's anointed me. He said, I don't do the works. The Father in me does the works. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and you are the body of Christ. Let me read that to you. 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now you are the body of Christ and members in particular, and God has set some in the church. First apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Notice he didn't say anything about popes and archbishops and cardinals who will tell you that some little wafer is the body of Christ. I'm here to tell you it's time to throw away the traditions of men that make the Word of God of no effect and to begin to declare that if you're a Christian, you are the body of Christ. That means God wants to walk and move through you on this earth. Now, he left us an example. Ask yourself, what are the four most important beings in the Bible? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and the body of Christ, you. Little Kersharmo, you know, the little precocious girl, you know. She asked me this morning, she said, why do you have those notes? I said, well, I'm going to preach. What are you going to preach? I said, I'm going to preach on the four most important beings in the Bible. I said, God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Spirit, and she said, in me. I said, that's right. She got it. The body of Christ. We are the expression of God, the expression of Jesus on the earth. That's the reason that we need to follow his example to be the proper expression of Jesus on the earth. We cannot do that if we deny that he was a man. All we can do is make excuses. You know, if he was not a man, he sure wasted a lot of time praying, if he didn't have to pray. He left us an example in all ways that we should follow. I said all that to say this. Look over to Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4 tells us after Christ's temptation that he returned. Luke 4:14 says he returned in the power of the Spirit. Didn't return in his own power. Didn't return on a moped. He returned in the power of the Holy Spirit to Galilee. And news of him went out throughout all the regions. So in other words, he must have been doing something. He returned in the power of the Spirit, and all of a sudden things started happening. Now, you know, that was after his 40 days of fasting and defeating the devil in the wilderness. Verse 15 said, and he taught in the synagogues, being glorified by all. So he came to Nazareth, his hometown, where he'd been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. Now that wasn't the first time he'd been in that synagogue on the Sabbath. It was his custom. Wherever he was on the Sabbath, and that's where he grew up, so that's where he spent a lot of days in that synagogue on the Sabbath. Wasn't the first time he'd have stood up to read. But this was the first time he made them mad enough they tried to kill him. This was the first time he returned in the power of the Spirit. This was the first time he stood up as a man full of the Holy Spirit, not just a man. Think about that. If he'd have stood up all those years before that as God, they wouldn't have been surprised at what he said. They wouldn't have said, oh yeah, that's Jesus. He's the Son of God. No, they said he's the carpenter. Amen? And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. He found the place where it was written. You know what that means? He knew the place where it was written. He had read the place where it was written. What place was it? It was Isaiah chapter 61. And he read from Isaiah chapter what we call 61. He read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He didn't say, I'm not a man like you thought. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and he has anointed me. He has empowered me. He has equipped me. He has directed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He didn't say, I sent myself. He sent me to preach, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind and to set at liberty them that are bruised. If he could have done that before he was baptized by the Holy Spirit, he would have done it. But he couldn't. He couldn't do that until he was anointed to do so. He closed the book and he gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. It was the source of his endowment of power. In a visitation that Brother Hagin had when Jesus visited him, he said that was the first sermon that I preached in every town that I went to. He said, every town I went to, I said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? Faith comes by hearing. He talked about the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God. They knew what the Spirit of God was. They knew Elijah and Elisha and Daniel and all the old prophets. They knew all those people that we see in Hebrews chapter 11. And they knew it was always by. They didn't say, well, Elijah was God. Elisha was God. Daniel was God. Moses was God. Joshua was God. No, it was the Spirit of God. And here's my point. If we're going to follow Jesus, then you need to begin to say what God says about you. People won't like it. They didn't like it when he said it, because he dared to say such a thing. Jesus was constantly telling people what the Bible said about him. Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today. As we've been announcing for several weeks, we now have Healing School every Thursday night at 7 p.m. We just run about an hour. We teach what the Bible has to say about healing. We expect this school to run continuously. I assure you that there is that much revelation in the Word of God on the subject of healing. We're not here just to talk about the subject of healing. We're here to help people get healed. Healing comes by faith. Faith comes by hearing. The Word of God says in the Gospels, people came to hear and to be healed. That's God's plan. God's plan is for you to be healed. We have so many people say today, well, God heals through doctors. Thank God for doctors. But God heals through His Word and through His Spirit. God wants every human being to walk in divine health. We will prove that to you. I encourage you to please come out if you need healing, and there's not any person within the sound of my voice that either doesn't need healing today or will need healing or needs to know how not to get sick. We can tell you what God said. It's not my ideas, man's ideas. It's the Word of God. The medical system is failing. Government health care is a failure and will be a failure, but God never fails. We have completed 4 weeks of healing school, and each week our attendance has been greater than the week before. So I encourage you to partake. This school is for anyone. We are not taking up an offering. We are not expecting anything of you. The Bible says you've freely received, freely give. So we want to be a blessing to you. And more than that, we want to be a blessing to God, because he said, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation that should show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness, out of the world, out of the world system, out of world dependency. God is our source for everything. Every good and perfect gift comes down from our Father in heaven, including healing. I encourage you to come. Please don't allow the traditions of men to keep you sick, or to be like the woman with the issue of blood, spend everything that you have. So please come Thursday nights at 7 p.m. at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. You will not be disappointed. We have a website, rockpowerchurch.com. You can also email us from that website. We're located at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. I hope to see you soon.